Do you want to prepare for God's calling on your life to ministry? Many people have a sense that God is calling them to ministry, but they don't know the next step to take. Here's a step that may be for you. Wesley Biblical Seminary offers a new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry that's entirely online, and it will prepare you for whatever ministry God calls you to next. We want to equip you with knowledge and tools you need to confidently fulfill the calling that God has put on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's see. Today's September the 13th. Whoa.
Friday the 13th. Good thing I'm not superstitious. Or suspicious.
That's the voice of Ed Vitagliano, the non-superstitious person. J.J. Jasper, good morning, J.J.
Good morning. I just want to say I can't remember the name of my homing pigeon, but I'm sure it will come back to me. Hey, look.
Yeah, 40, you need some explanation.
No, 40 and under, that just completely went over your head. So can I offer something up for the whippersnappers?
Yeah, absolutely, the whippersnappers.
All right. Did you know what is 1,000 times better than Instagram? Insta-kilogram. 1,000 times better, I promise. Well, look it up.
I got some bad news for you. There are a lot of kids who are still in school who have no idea what that joke means.
That a kilogram is 1,000 times bigger than a gram.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me an Instagram the other day. Sometimes you can, I don't subscribe.
But
I
you can either. Get one without being on it.
I guess
right
you
now.
Can look at it. One. Yes. Anyway, that it said for further, no, subscribe. And I said, I'm not subscribing to anything else.
No, me, I'm the same.
I don't
you.
Care what I miss.
I'm not.
All right, let
Instagram.
Me ask you if you guys think I'm wrong about this.
Okay. We're going to weigh some judgment on you.
Yes.
One way or another.
I have, I don't know, 1,700 friends on Facebook, something absurd. Okay. And most of them are from our listeners, most of those.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks, I just said, I'm just not taking any more friend requests. Is that bad? I just.
I think so. I think it's horrible.
You think it's horrible?
Yeah, I think it's sinful.
I think you just cut it all off.
Yeah.
Here's the reason.
Go off grid.
For those of you who have sent one, is the first thing I have to do is to go and search my friends to see if you're not already a friend and make sure this is not like someone scamming me. And then I can, and it's just getting, I'm just exhausted.
I know. I understand.
I'm exhausted.
I'm just thankful I never signed up for Facebook in the first place.
Yeah, I was just messing with you, Ed. I don't
know. No,
like
listen.
That. Hey, I do want to go back to the homing pigeon. So back in the day, they would, this is legit, boys and girls, pull up a chair. They would write a little note, tie the note around the little pigeon's leg, send it off, and the little, and the GPS and the little pigeon's head would get where it was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. They'd read the note and return the favor, and it would come back. And for that kind of communication, it was pretty effective, except like Labor Day weekend, opening dove season. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like, wait, I thought you told me you sent that check. The check was in the – yeah, I did. I sent it Labor Day weekend.
I could have swore that was a dove. All right, so that's one of those things you want to go, who did this the first time?
Yes.
Hey, you see that bird up there, that pigeon? I'm going to write a note, put it on this leg, and I think it'd go to Oklahoma. What do you think, Bill?
You had to start out putting a lot of crumbs to where you wanted it to go.
How did you first figure out that first of all, how could you tell which pigeons which to know which one was coming back to the house?
I know. Trivia Friday it is. We're going to take your calls with your first-time callers only today.
That's right.
First-time callers only today. You call in. We have three trivia questions each, and you ask and answer. Ask your trivia. We'll answer one of ours. The if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. That's the beloved cowbell. The beloved cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself an AFR hat, a cap. We've got
a really nice
AFR cap that we're going to send you. If you answer the mystery question correctly, you will win that prize. So there you go. Also, you have to be 11 years old or older to call in.
Give the phone number?
Give the phone number for the first-time caller.
Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. So if you've never been on the air with us, call this number. Maybe you can get on the program. 888-589-8840. It is Trivia Friday. We like
what?
It's what?
I'm sorry, what did you say? It's trivia. I do that too. I don't know. We slur the word trivia.
What did I say? Twivia?
Trivia. Yeah.
Twivia.
You twivia.
It's Twivia. Twivia Friday.
Silly Wabbit. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, listen. It's.
We all have our falls.
Yes.
Faults. I shouldn't have pointed to.
We all have our falls.
Falls, which was a slur of flaws and faults. So it came back to me real quick.
Yep.
Camera did. Or karma.
Camera.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
No, listen.
Turn it. I'm going to JJ.
I don't think
Melody
you can.
Said, JJ, you can't turn it off.
I don't think you can.
Yeah. Stop.
I think you can turn it off. All right. So is that it?
We got anything left?
Let's go.
I think that's it.
All right. All right. Go
ahead. Here are my three questions.
Uh-huh. Fire away.
Counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, mm-hmm. how many planets have human beings landed on? Now, obviously not counting Earth. Counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, how many planets have human beings landed on?
Can I just say, as a middle-aged man that goes to a lot of doctor's appointments, when you said probe, I just got triggered because
you lost me at probe.
I got a little. You see this sweat beading up on my forehead? Here, Mr. Jasper, just put this gown on.
Yeah, that's all we need to say about that. I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
All right, second question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1972 race for the White House? I do try to do one of these every week until Election Day, and frankly, I'll be glad when Election Day gets here so I can stop doing these.
We'll be glad for other reasons. Yes. Most Americans will be.
The main two political parties only, that's what I'm asking. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1972 race for the White House? And third question. Baby porcupines are called porcupettes. Is that true or false? Baby porcupines are called porcupettes.
What are baby sharks called?
True or false? Oh, man, don't. Now we're getting serious. You start getting that song gets stuck. All right, I'm out of here.
All right. My turn.
Yes.
All right.
Go for it.
Here we go. First question from the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and shall reap the whirlwind? Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind?
Good question. You asked that before the show. I got it wrong.
Well, it's just the book. You don't have to know exactly where it is. And then second question, what is a shape with eight sides called? What is a shape with eight sides called? Third question, true or false, talking Star Wars movie. By the way, James Earl Jones, he passed away on Monday at 93.
Well, okay. What character did he play, Tim?
In what movie?
Star Wars.
Darth Vader.
Oh, hey.
Darth Vader.
Fist bump for you.
Okay, well, look, this may be a bit of a trick question. And here's the question, true or false. As the voice of Darth Vader, did James Earl Jones say, Luke, I am your father?
That's a great question.
Or let me say it this way. James Earl Jones said, Luke, I am your father. True or false?
Good.
To which Luke said, no way. No way.
All right, Tim, you're
up. All right, I'm up. All right, so this first question I have is a two-part question and has a... and so if you answer both, here's the deal. If you answer both parts of the question and you don't have to look it up, if you look it up, that's fine. That's the way we learn, right? Or you talk to somebody else.
Right.
But if you just know this because of your previous study, then we're going to send you an AFR cap, all right? An AFR cap. If you can get this two-part question right from the Bible. Here's the first part of the question. Who were the first three kings of Israel? Name them in order.
Oh, wow.
That's the first part.
Good question. Oh, the first part.
That's the first part. So the second part is, which king made Jerusalem the capital of Israel?
Oh, that's okay. Good, very good question.
Good follow-up.
So it's who were the first three kings of Israel?
In order.
Name them in order. And which king made Jerusalem the capital of Israel? If you can answer that conglomerate of questions correctly, without having to look it up or ask somebody, then we'll send you an AFR, and we'll clap for
you. That's a good deal. Yeah, we'll clap.
Clap for you. My second question, and JJ knows the answer to this one, but I want to know, what is the main ingredient found in most bricks? What is a main ingredient found in most bricks? What's the answer to that question? JJ, you were a brick mason for...
Bricklayer for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Yes, sir.
My third question is from the movie Cinderella, the Disney movie Cinderella. What are the names of Cinderella's two stepsisters in that movie? What are the names of Cinderella's two stepsisters in the Disney classic Cinderella? Let's go.
All right. It is first-time callers, folks, but our first caller this week is actually a leftover from last week. We try to
do that. We're having leftovers?
We're having leftovers. We're having leftover Matt. Leftover Matt from Ohio. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you guys today?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you for asking, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try the 1972 presidential candidates.
All right. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1972 race for the White House, Matt?
I'm going to say George McGovern and Richard Nixon.
That is true.
Nicely done. Way to start us out, Matt, right out of the gate.
Who won, Matt?
Nobody.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, that was...
Richard Nixon won.
Yeah, but wasn't that his re-election?
It was his re-election.
It was.
And it was a blowout. Yep. I think that was the last time that a Republican won the state of Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
But then Watergate happened right after that, right?
Right. So... hey, well done, Matt. Hey, what's your question for us?
It's a baseball trivia question, and I'm sure it'll be probably easy for all of you. Who was in the on-deck circle in 1951 when Bobby Thompson hit the shot heard round the world?
Tim's going to know this.
Probably Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle?
Nope.
What you said? What year?
51.
No, 51. That preceded Mickey Mantle. You said Robbie Thompson.
Bobby Thompson. Get the home run.
All right. I'll take one other guess at it. Yogi Berra.
Nope.
Yeah. Right,
who was it?
I have no idea.
I'm surprised I stumped you guys, but that's good. Well, Mickey Mantle was not on, but he was the. The answer I'm going to tell you was Willie Mays was on deck.
Wow.
Willie Mays was on deck?
Yep. He would have been the next batter if Thompson hadn't hit that home run and put him into the World Series.
Who was on deck? I'm sorry.
Willie Mays. Never heard of him.
Yep.
Wait. So just real quick. I'm not an expert on the 50s in baseball, but... Yeah. So Robbie Thompson,
Bobby Thompson.
He played for the New York Giants.
Giants,
yes.
Yep.
Okay, I was thinking Yankees. My bad. All right. So anyway, good question.
Now 51 was also Mantle's rookie year, the same as Mays.
Okay.
Wow. What a loaded team.
You're not kidding.
Well, they weren't on the same team.
Yankees. Matt, thank you so much. Mantle. Thank you for listening to AFR. And boy, you got that correct.
That was a great question.
Right out of the chute. Hey, guys, I want to say give a shout-out to some – we've got some folks watching the show as well as listening. My friend Sarah Bell, who a neighbor and a dear friend. In fact, she is the executive director of First Choice Pregnancy Center in New Albany, Mississippi, Chris and Sarah. But they have some relatives, Sandy and Kathy Bullock from Abilene, Texas. And they've been listening maybe like 15 or 20 years, as long as we've been in Abilene. So I want to say hi to them, and they're taking the tour of the ministry here.
All right. Salute.
Salute.
And Sandy, you know, man, but he said, Sandy Bullock, when people say that quickly, yeah, Sandy Bullock's coming over. And when he shows up, they go, wow, you look a lot different in your movies, you know. Kind of like Sandy Koufax we were talking about, you know, ball players.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Iowa, and Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi there.
Hey, Jim.
Hello. Hey, Jim. Where are you calling from in Iowa?
I am calling from Titonka, Iowa.
Titonka. I drove one of those.
Titonka.
Titonka.
Where is that near? Where is that near?
It's you were in Britt a number of years ago for a football game.
Yes,
we
sir.
We are about 20 miles northwest of there.
Kind of over from Mason City. We were in Britt, and the people were remarkable. Out in the middle
high
of Farm. Yes, Friday night high school football.
You and Ryan Shank?
That's right. And we got to get in a parade. We went to the pep rally, and the game was amazing. They won by a whisker. It was just epic.
Is that where y'all were carjacked? I remember
that's a different story.
Oh, that was going to St. Louis?
No, that was a movie that you watched. Oh, okay. Yeah, that never happened to us.
All right, Jim, ask, answer, or both? We're ready.
I will do both today.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The Kings of Israel.
All right, this is for the cap. You're gonna go for all the answers to my multi question here? All right, here.
Yes, we are.
Okay, all right, here's the first part of it. Who were the first three kings of Israel, and named them in order, Jim?
Okay. It was Saul, David, and Solomon.
Okay, that is correct. Saul was first, David second, and Solomon third. So 1, 2, 3. You got that correctly. Now the second part of the question for the hat, for the AFR
Here we go.
Hat.
Drum roll.
Which king made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, Jim?
Well, Solomon built the temple, but I believe his father David moved the capital to Jerusalem.
That is correct.
Nice.
Oh, way to go.
Wow, you just won a cap.
David moved
Thank you.
Made Jerusalem the capital. Now, did you say we? Were you working in with somebody?
You can say cahoots on the radio.
Can I?
Yes. I am.
You have to have a shot for that.
I'm a cabinet builder. I'm a cabinet builder, and I'm working today with my partner, Gary.
Okay, well, the reason I ask, I'm going to send you and Gary.
Oh, there you go.
Fantastic.
How nice.
Yeah, that way y'all have to share it, you know.
Hey, what's the name of the the name of the cabinet shop there in Iowa?
We just go by Post Construction.
Hey.
All right.
Make sure we see
Post Construction. Good.
Anyway, way to go. So just to review here, because we do like to promote the Holy Bible here and the story of God as and the children of Israel. The first three kings of Israel were Saul, David, and Solomon. And then who made Jerusalem the capital of Israel? That was
King David.
King David.
Wonderful.
All right, Jim, go ahead. Fire away with your question for us.
Okay, because we are from Iowa, the tall corn state, my question is, true or false, on an ear of corn, there are always an even number of kernels around the circumference of an ear of corn. True or false?
Well, that is that's diving deep into
it. Sure is.
Into the corn world right there.
Okay, don't say anything, Jim. And by the way, when we're finished with you on the radio, don't hang up because we're going to put you on hold.
Yeah, we got to send you two hats.
Don't say yes or no. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I'm guessing that the reason he's asking it is because it's true.
Let's say true. I have a garden each year, and Jim, I went all out and tried to prepare the soil. My corn, I'm not making this up, 9 feet 10 inches tall.
Even with as little rain as we had?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of rain back during the spring.
Right. Are we talking about, you're talking about?
You have rows of corn, so you count them all the way around. Are they even?
When you peel the corn back?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're looking at the yellow.
When you shuck it.
Looking at the yellow, yes.
And you're saying the circumference, is it all the same, all the way down the?
No, it's even number.
Because you have rows.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
I'll go with you.
I'm going to say yes.
That is absolutely true.
All right. We learned something.
Every ear of corn has an even number of rows of kernels.
Isn't that amazing how the Lord does what he does with snowflakes and corn on the cob and all of his other
creation?
What's
the hidden message there, though, for us?
You have to read Daniel.
How do we spiritualize this?
You have to read Daniel, and then while you're looking at an ear of corn, it'll all come to you.
Okay. It'll all come to
read
you.
Daniel?
Yes, sir.
While I'm looking at Daniel.
Or while you're eating some roasted meat.
All right, thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
Hang on. We're going to put you on hold,
sir.
Jim. And
may your cabinets be done well.
Yes, we'll send out two caps for post-construction.
Hey, and then these fellas talked about how his grandfather always told him that when one door closes, another door opens. And he said he was a wise fellow, but a terrible cabinet maker. When one door closes, another one opens.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah. Back to the phone.
Alabama. That's where we're going. Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good to be on air.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
Muscle Shoals.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good area.
Wonderful.
Quad Cities.
Okay, you want to ask, answer, or both, Alan?
I'm going to try and do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try that one about the winds.
The wind?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
The Bible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind?
Is that Ecclesiastes?
No, but that sounds like something you would think was in Ecclesiastes, but it's not. Good. You took a stab at it. Good
good job. Yeah.
You've narrowed it down now.
That's right.
There's only 65 books remaining, so it's good job, Alan.
Making it better for somebody
else. That's what Alan wanted. A good smart aleck this morning. You get his day off to start.
Hey, Alan, what's your question for us?
This is about Alabama football.
All right. Tim and Ed are ready.
Tell me the name of the last Alabama head coach not named Saban to coach Alabama in a bowl game.
In a bowl game?
Yes.
Well, that's whoever got fired leading up to Saban, because they always go to a bowl game. Well, maybe not one year. Okay, you had give me 1 second. Yeah, well, I'm trying to think.
What's the name of the one who was also a Packer, Green Bay Packer coach?
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I can't.
You go ahead. Can you give us an initials?
Sure can.
Go.
JK.
JK.
Give us?
I don't know.
Can you give us two letters?
One of those coaches, like he didn't even make it to the first season because he got in trouble for going to a strip bar or something like that. That's what I remember. But I don't think that was the coach leading up to Saban. But anyway,
right,
what's
the answer?
The answer is Joe Kines.
Joe Kines. Yeah. He was.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, this is a different fella. Anyway.
Mike Shula was the coach, and he got fired, and they had one game remaining. And so they promoted the defensive coordinator to head coach. He coached one game in a bowl, and I guess he got fired.
All right.
Yeah, they let you lose two games, then you're out. at Alabama, kind of the standard there.
Hey, thank you,
so
Alan.
They go through some coaches. You know?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Alan. We'll be back momentarily. We'll repeat our questions that have gone unanswered here to four and continue rolling on here with Trivia Friday. Stay with us.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. And in a shocking stance, the Dems' VP nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chance at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four. Yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. The Brady Bunch.
Oh, those crazy Brady
kids. How long did
kids.
That last? Like 3 years? 4 years?
I don't know. It went on too long, I can tell you that.
It was. Oh, really? You weren't a fan?
No.
Back to back with the Partridge Family
the Partridge
on Friday
family.
Nights on ABC.
Yeah. My sisters liked it, so we wound up watching it. Yeah. I thought it was kind of corny.
Yeah.
You know, I was a Daniel Boone fan.
I got you.
Batman. And,
you were more masculine.
Yeah.
Your TV operator.
Now, I will say, as far as technology goes, that was real clever how they had the bingo card kind of thing where everybody's picture was popping up and they were looking down at each other and across at each other while they were. That was pretty ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, here are I have two original questions, and I'll add one. Counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, how many planets have human beings landed on, not counting Earth? All right, so that's that question for you space and NASA lovers.
You spaced out people.
You spaced out people. Second question, baby porcupines are called porcupettes. Is that true or false? By the way, tip of the hat to John who sent that question.
Tip of the AFR hat.
Tip of the AFR hat to John who sent that in. And then third question, I'll add this. Sharks fall into what class of animal, mammal or fish? Sharks fall into what class of animal, mammal or fish?
You never want to get close enough to observe.
Yeah, you don't want to ask them.
No. No. No.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and shall reap the whirlwind? It's not in Ecclesiastes. That was a good guess earlier. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind? Second question, what is a shape with eight sides called? Third question, thinking about the Star Wars movie, true or false? James Earl Jones said,
Luke, I am your father.
Is that true or false?
All right. I got two questions right now. What is the main ingredient found in most bricks? JJ was a brick mason for 10 years. He knows the answer to that. What is the main ingredient found in most bricks?
I was a blockhead growing up. That's what my dad called me. But I don't know.
So there's
I don't
that
know the
connection.
Answer. Yeah, there's that connection.
What do you got, brick for brain, son? All right. So my second question, in the Disney classic movie Cinderella, what are the names of Cinderella's two stepsisters? What are the names of Cinderella's two stepsisters? All right, go.
All right.
Well, hey, before you do that, excuse me for saying go and then stopping you. We have this show and any of our shows here on American Family Radio, we have podcast of. So if you miss a Trivia Friday, for example, and you want to go back and listen to it, it's very easy to do. Just go to AFR.net, click on the banner. It says Trivia Friday, and there you'll find the Trivia Friday shows from, I don't know, a couple of years probably, and you can listen on demand. So go to, if you want to check out those podcasts, Trivia Friday or any of the other shows we do, just go to AFR.net. Okay, back to the phones now.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Ron is on the line. Ron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Thank you.
Hey, Ron, where do you live in Ohio?
Marion, Ohio.
Okay. Have any of your ducks from the city park been gone missing, or y'all keeping up with that?
No.
Okay.
No, not. We're farther north than of Springfield. We're well north of that. So
so the ducks are safe.
In your, I think so.
In your town.
As far as he knows.
Okay. As far as you know.
Yeah.
I almost said something about Springfield, Ohio, and I said, well, I better not, because, you know, that's my thing about the cats and the ducks going missing. But you are a faithful friend, Tim, to bring that up.
All right, Ron, ask, answer, or both?
I'll try both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I was debating between the brick one and the Cinderella one. I'll do the Cinderella one, I guess.
Okay.
Anastasia and Drizella.
The question is, in Disney's Cinderella classic movie, what are the names of Cinderella's two stepsisters? And you say the answer is what?
Anastasia and Drizella.
Yes, you got
it
right.
Done.
That's... You know, I mean, Anastasia, I remembered that one, but I didn't remember the Drizella.
I didn't remember either one.
Is anybody even named Drizella anymore?
It was one of the top names this year for people having new babies.
Drizella?
Yes.
Wow.
Not in this country.
Why do I want to say?
In another country. I think Transylvania.
But she went on to say,
where's my daughter Drizella?
All right, Ron, good answer. You are correct, sir. Now, fire away. What do you got for us?
Well, I have a tree in my backyard, and I was going to give you some characteristics and see if you guys could name it.
All right, go.
Okay, so it's got large leaves on it, large, broad leaves. It flowers in the spring, and it has long string bean-like pods on it when it goes to seed or whatever.
Sound like you're describing a UFO you saw, you know, like out in the field somewhere. And I don't know.
Pods.
Huh? I'm going to take a chance. Can I throw a guess?
Yeah, you go.
Out there? I'm going to say maybe a catawba tree.
That is correct.
Wow. J.J. Jasper knows his trees.
Tree surgeon for 10 years.
So what? I'm not sure.
Very, very rare, and a lot of people don't know this, but the old timers do. A catawba tree, the things that he explained, plus it almost looks like green beans. And then there's a specialty worm that gets on there called a catawba worm. And you gather up those worms and use that for bait, and the fish go crazy. You absolutely 100% of the time will catch fish. Now, it's rare to ever see a catawba tree, but it's kind of like whenever the elms, a blight went through and killed all the elms, many years ago. And you hear about elm trees, but you rarely see one.
Well, how do you spell
that? And you don't
that?
See too many. I'm not really sure how you spell it, but catawba tree. I think C-A something or other, but catawba worm. Am I right on all that?
I don't know.
Ron? Yeah, well, you need to. You all go out there and get some of those worms, Ron, only a certain time of year. Kind of like a fuzzy caterpillar. Well, no, it's kind of a green worm. But you
can. I'm looking at it.
You can catch some fish with that for sure.
Catawba tree.
It just looks like a regular tree, but those little green worms, worms.
Well, you C-A-T-A-L-P-A, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, catawba tree.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you have one right now in your backyard, huh? Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that was a good question.
I transplanted it from my grandparents' farm, so.
Yeah, hang on to that, because I really do think those are rare these
okay,
days.
Okay, it says the catalpa tree, if that's the way you pronounce it, is found in forests from southern Illinois and Indiana to western Tennessee and Arkansas. So, obviously makes it into Ohio, because, well, you transplanted it, though. From where?
It was down towards Marengo.
Okay, on the border?
Like on the, no, it's on the north next... of Columbus, if you know where Columbus is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Columbus is.
Right.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks for that. Yeah,
thank you, brother.
Have a good weekend.
That's it's called, you can look it up. It's a really
catalpa tree. Yeah, pretty. My grandmother had one in her yard.
Yeah, how
it's
do you
the only one I've
it?
Ever seen.
Okay, it's spelled C-A-T-A-L-P-A.
Yeah. I'm just the old timers and what he said, and the old timers in Kentucky, they call it catalpa. Catalpa
right.
tree.
Catalpa worm. Replace the L with a V.
There you go.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones.
All right. We go to Texas, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Hey, James, we're doing great, my friend. Where are you listening in Texas there?
Belton, Texas, 60 miles north of Austin.
Okay.
All right.
Toward Waco?
Yes, sir. It would be south of Waco, about 33 miles.
I got you.
Hey, I'm not going to be near there, but I'm going to be in Texas next Saturday. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday. Bonham, Texas, Fannin Pregnancy Center, New Life Cottage. If you're nearby, you're invited. The Multipurpose Center there in Bonham. And it's a ticketed event, but I would love for our Texas listeners that are nearby to come out and help support that pregnancy center.
Amen.
All right, okay. James. James, you want to ask, answer, or both here on Trivia Friday?
I want to ask that question about answer that question about what the main ingredient is in a brick.
Yes. Okay. The question James is going to answer from Texas is what is the main ingredient found in most bricks?
I would say it would be sand.
Sand is a common ingredient in bricks, but it's not the main.
Not the main ingredient.
Not the main ingredient.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's a good guess. Sand is like number two, you know, and some bricks, I think it may be the main. But in most bricks that you see, like used to make houses and such.
And you use sand and mortar, which may be what he's thinking about,
right,
too.
Right, but there's another ingredient that's the main ingredient.
Main ingredient.
Most bricks. But, James, a good guess, my friend. Go ahead with your question for us.
Hey, if you're looking at a blueprint and it has these letters M-E-P, what does that stand for?
M-E-P?
M-E-P. Yes, sir. What does it refer to in a blueprint?
The bathroom?
No.
Are you serious? Clark?
I'm just kidding. MEP. Where do I pee? Where do I pee?
Oh, God, that's yeah. That was tacky. But,
yeah. Hey, I think we're stumped. Tell us the answer.
I don't know.
10-year-old Ed popped in your head, didn't it?
Exactly what happened.
What?
MEP. I should know this. But
yeah,
I
on a blueprint. Like an architect hands you a blueprint, it says MEP.
Right.
I don't know. What does it mean, James? Tell us.
Mechanical, electrical, plumbing refers to those three divisions.
Oh, there you
go. Okay, is that what you are?
Sir?
Which one of those are you?
I'm construction safety. I worked 33 years in construction safety near Fort Hood.
Good.
Okay, so I mean, so you've seen a lot of blueprints is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir. Way too many.
How many times has OSHA nabbed you? We only got nabbed once and fined. How about with you?
It's too many to count after 32 years. Probably I've been on site with them at least 10 or 12 times.
Yeah, I think we were standing on one foot and didn't have our eye squinted enough, and maybe didn't have enough fire extinguishers in each hand. That sort of thing.
Yep. OSHA, you talking about the feds?
Yep.
They got us once.
The feds.
Right.
You're talking about work site safety.
Yeah.
People.
I'm not a fan. If your hard hat's just turned a little sideways, like, we got you.
They got a lot of rules and regulations.
Got a lot of rules, and I'm sure they keep people safe, so that's good.
I wonder if there are, like, certain personalities that gravitate towards that job. You know, the people who just enjoy, I gotcha.
Like they give them one bullet kind of a personality.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, no, there's good people out there that work for OSHA.
Yeah, James, thank you, brother. Good. That's a very good question. We appreciate hearing from you, James. They're in north of Austin, between Austin and Waco.
Thank you, James.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. First question. Counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, how many planets have human beings landed on? Not counting Earth, so two additional planets. Second question. Baby porcupines are called porcupettes. Is that true or false? And then third question. Sharks fall into what class of animal, mammal or fish? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind? Second question, what is a shape with eight sides called? What is a shape with eight sides called? Third question, true or false? Thinking about James Earl Jones, who passed away Monday at 93. Here's the question. Did James Earl Jones, as the voice of Darth Vader, did he say, Luke, I am your father? Did he say that? Or he said that, true or false?
Okay, true or false question. I got two questions left here. One is, what is the main ingredient in most bricks? And the ingredient sand was just guessed. And that is a common ingredient in bricks, but that's not the most dominant ingredient in most bricks. So I want to know the answer to that question. Also, a new question. There are four time zones in the continental United States. Name them and name them properly, not slang. You know, I want to know the proper name of the four time zones in the U.S., continental U.S., not. You know,
I didn't think there was any slang. I was trying to think of a slang.
There's slang. You'll recognize it when we get to it. Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We're going to stay in Texas, and Penny is on the line. Penny is 11 years old, just under the wire. Penny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, Penny, will you stand up? Because you have to be this tall to be on the program, okay?
Hey!
Okay. No, I'm teasing with you. But, Penny, good to hear from you. In Texas, where do you live there?
I live in Monahans, Texas.
Okay. If I'm looking at the map of Texas, what's the biggest city you're close by?
I'm west of Odessa.
Okay.
Oil country.
Okay.
Midland, Odessa.
The Midland-Odessa area, absolutely. Well, we just had some friends come by who listen in Abilene, which is probably 100 miles or so maybe from Midland-Odessa. All right, Penny, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the shape.
Okay, here's the question, Penny. What is a shape with eight sides called?
An octagon.
Yes.
You know, I used to fight in those back when I was like 37. I was kind of old at the time, but I needed the money.
Old, but ferocious.
Age fighter.
Yeah.
Paid a price. But you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You do what you got to do.
You do. That's right. You got to make the mortgage payment.
Penny, what's your question for us? Nice job.
Who dipped seven times in the Jordan River?
Who dipped?
Who got dipped seven times?
Okay, Penny, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here for just a minute, okay? It was a leper. Somebody had leprosy.
Yeah, a king had leprosy, and his name's on the tip of my tongue, and he went to Elisha, and he didn't even come outside, and the king was so put off by that. Wait, I'm the king. He's not even going to come out. He sent his servant to say, go dip yourself seven times. And he almost didn't do it. But then he obeyed and did that. And people say, what if he'd only done it five times or six times?
Right.
But his servant handled all that. Then his servant got real greedy, and it didn't go well for him. But I can't remember the king's
name.
I do remember the story.
But that is an excellent question.
Yes.
Penny. What's the answer? Tim, do you have a guess on this?
No.
Okay. What's the answer, Penny?
His name is Naaman, and he was not the king. He was a high official.
High official.
Oh,
Naaman.
Well played.
That's
Naaman? That was his? Okay.
Naaman.
Where is that in the Bible, Penny? Can you tell us?
I do not know.
Okay.
Well, Penny, a little later in that story, so Naaman, you know, he got healed. He said, here, well, I want to give you all this gold, silver, all these changes of clothing. And the prophet said, look, this is a gift from God.
Right.
I'm not going to do this. He goes on his way. And then his faithful servant, who in other places has been very, very faithful, other stories, he just like, why did you let all that loot get away?
Yeah.
He goes after him and said, hey, the prophet changed his mind. And he got that for himself. And then he got the leprosy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So moral of that story is what exactly?
Greed.
Greed.
Lying. A whole lot of other things.
Yeah.
Penny,
yeah.
Thanks for knowing about the Bible,
Penny?
Loving Jesus. And you have a great weekend. Thank you and your family for listening to AFR.
Good to hear from Penny, 11 years old, from the great state of Texas.
Great. Yeah, I was just going to say she sounded perfectly fine and confident on air, knowing that, you know, millions of people could be listening.
Yeah,
I was impressed with some of these.
I was, too.
People.
Real perky and real confident.
All right, we're going to go to Oklahoma, and Paula is on the line. Paula, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Paula, you're a first-time caller. Where do you listen?
We are in Muldrow, Oklahoma. We're about 20 miles west of Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay. Good to hear. I had some friends that lived in, was it called Salem Springs? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we're not too far from there.
Yeah, just across the state line there. Well, listen, thanks for calling, Paula. And you want to ask, answer, or both here on Trivia Friday?
We're going to do both, and I'm with my 13-year-old son, Ranger. He was going to answer the one about the king, so he knew that one to get the hat, but it was already answered, so we're going to try the one about the porcupine.
All right, Paula, here's the question.
You know what? I'm going to give him a hat if they get this right.
Okay.
Because because they knew the answer.
First of all, I just like the name Ranger.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
All right, so for an AFR hat, here's the question for Paula and Ranger. Baby porcupines are called porcupets. Is that true or false?
True.
It is 100% true.
Whoa,
way to go.
Porcupets.
Ranger, how'd you know that? Ranger, you there, Paula?
I thought I knew it, but I had to look it up to make sure.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So it's called
Porcupets.
Porcupets.
Yeah.
So it's porcupets. Yeah. Porcupets.
Hey, Ranger, you ever seen any porcupets?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah.
You know, those were a big hit one Christmas. You had soap on a rope, and you had porcupets, clackers, kind of all right there together.
Pet rocks, lava lamps.
That's right. All right there together. That porcupet, that was a great gift. You opened that on Christmas morning.
All right, Rangers got him a hat.
Well, we need a question from them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and ask your question, Paula or Ranger. Go ahead, fire away.
Okay, can you name the five Great Lakes?
Okay,
here we go. We got Lake Erie, Lake Michigan.
Superior.
Ontario.
We said Erie. Scary to think about. But
sometimes I lose track of what we said.
All right, Michigan, Superior, Erie, Ontario, and it's that stepsister lake. That we can't remember.
I can remember St. Lawrence River. Which one are we
Niagara
missing?
Niagara Falls. That's not a lake, though.
No. I can't. I don't know what we're missing.
You'll know it when he says it.
Yeah.
All right. Which one do we miss?
It's Huron. So the first letter of each one of them, it spells Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. So it's Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
Okay, you didn't just help us. You helped a lot of students
out there.
That's going to really help on a test. Holmes. I'm going to try to remember that.
Yeah, that's how you remember the five Great Lakes.
There you go.
Do all the Great Lakes border Canada? I don't know.
I really don't know.
Michigan would. But do all the Erie would, right?
Your homework for this weekend.
That's a good trivia question.
That is. Remember that for next week.
Yeah, thank you, Paula and Ranger.
And stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll send that hat out for Ranger.
So I got to tell you this on the air, or I'll forget. We're talking about that porcupine thing. We had some folks over at the house last night, our guests who are here, and they talked about they were saying nice things about our sweet dog, and they said their dog had gotten in with a porcupine about five different times and still hasn't learned his lesson. They started showing on the phone this dog's nose with all these porcupine needles, and that's the first time I've ever seen that. Then he'd go back out there and tangle with the porcupine again and again and again. Three times, five times, I forget. But I want you to see this picture, but I've never seen like where a porcupine has blasted his needles at something.
I have seen pictures of big dogs a lot of times too, and man, they do get a faceful.
This was a faceful. No,
I got admiration for the courage of that dog. Like the first time. You go back for more porcupine.
There's the deal. It's been like them people that's been married five or six times. I say, this time is going to be different.
Listen.
And I don't mind getting a new mother-in-law. That's going to be different as well.
All right, we got to take a short time out right here for news. We'll be back. We'll repeat our questions that have
heretofore.
Here to four gone unanswered. Then we'll have 25 more minutes of edumacation. So we'll see you back in a few minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.